It's 1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria and Rustenburg 33, Emma Lachlaney 29 degrees.
First crash of the afternoon and it's Pretoria side. N1 South, there's a crash after Gersfontein Road. There's queuing traffic. Also, slow moving traffic in Parktown on the M1 northbound as you head towards Houghton Drive.
The Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Development is mourning the passing of former Judge Willem Heath. Appointed by Nelson Mandela in 1995, Judge Heath played a key role in establishing the Special Investigating Unit and set benchmarks for public sector accountability. Condolences have been pouring in from far and wide to his family, friends and colleagues. The father of one of the children who died in Soweto due to suspected food poisoning says he wants justice. The children all under the age of 10 years, were rushed to a local clinic after experiencing complications. Four passed away after receiving treatment. One later died in hospital. Thabo Tsimango says that he wants those responsible for his son in Jabulo's death behind bars.
I just want nothing but justice for my son. Just want justice, nothing else but justice. Let the law take it on course and make sure that those who are responsible have been kept behind bars.
The DA in Gauteng says learners in the province continue to be a risk as the Gauteng Department of Education allegedly fails to review and implement the scholar transport policy. This follows a recent scholar transport accident involving 42 learners from a secondary school in Carltonville. In this incident, 6 learners sustained injuries. In July, 11 learners and a driver were killed when a buggy hit a minibus taxi they were travelling in, causing it to overturn. Here's the DA's Sergio Dos Santos.
Despite the MEC's acknowledgement in July of the policy's flaws and a promise to review it, there has been no communicated progress in 3 months. The DA highlights that the current transport provisions are inadequate, with learners often travelling long distances due to a lack of nearby schools.
Cabinet has welcomed the gazetting of South Africa's new visa regime. The new regulations include a points-based system for skilled employment and remote work. Minister in the Presidency, Kombutso Njoveni.
The Minister of Home Affairs, Dr. Leon Schreiber, has gazetted the reforms which constitute another success under the Operation Vulindlela-led initiative.
Now, Cabinet also welcomed the United Nations General Assembly's resolution that declared Israel occupation of East Jerusalem, the West Bank and Gaza unlawful. This comes amid heightened tensions in the Middle East. And Javeni says this resolution mandates the withdrawal of Israeli settlers and soldiers.
This resolution is not only significant for South Africa's case at the ICJ, that the developed countries such as Spain, Belgium and Japan have joined most of the countries of the Global South in supporting the resolution.
And finally, one of the tennis great players of our time has announced his retirement. Rafael Nadal has announced his decision to retire from the sport at the age of 38 following next month's Davis Cup finals. His 23-year career has been hampered by injuries and he missed the 2023 French Open. I'm Chanel Stemmen, het video hoofdnieuws, die eer uitrechter Willem Heath. Bekend vir sy pogings teen korrupsie het gesterf.
Rest in peace, Judge Heath. Ah, Chanel, you know it's a throwback Thursday, right? Okay. October the 10th. The world's first serious nuclear accident happened on this day, 1957. I'm not going to ask you to guess which country, because, well, would you have said Britain?
No.
Nobody would have. A fire happened at the British nuclear power plant Windscale, the core of their Unit 1 reactor. It didn't melt down, but it released substantial amounts of radioactive contamination into the air, straight into the air. No one was evacuated from the surrounding area. Ooh, keep chupstil in the lasagne Vietnamese, what? However, for at least 5 weeks afterwards, because it's in a fairly agricultural part of Britain, all food